Well, Eva, thank you very much for that introduction. It made me feel rather old, actually. I think it is fair to say. Look, can I just start by saying that it is great to be here in Northern Ireland, and great to be here at the university. And I want to thank all of you for coming today, and I want to thank all of you for the incredibly warm welcome. Look, the way this is going to work best is if I just say a few words for about 10 minutes at the opening, and then you all want to ask questions, make comments about some of the challenges that I talk about, some of the challenges that Heenan Anderson Commission is facing. The difficult questions will go to my colleague sitting on the platform, and I'll try and answer the easy ones. Look, let me just say, first of all, that Eva talked about my biography, my CV. I think it's incredibly inspiring to be here. And I just want to say why that is. It's incredibly inspiring because when I was growing up in the 1980s, before some of the people in the room were born, Northern Ireland was a byword not for discussions about inequality and about health and education and the issues that much of politics in Northern Ireland is now consumed by. It was a byword for only one thing in the rest of the United Kingdom, which was violence, terrorism, conflict. And I think that is an incredible transformation. And I think the first thing I want to say to you is that transformation, of course, we owe thanks and gratitude to the politicians who've made it happen, to civil society, but I think most of all it's people who've made it happen. In the end, change doesn't happen because politicians make it happen. I often say politics is too important to be left to politicians. Change happens because people make it happen. And that is, I think, what has happened in Northern Ireland. What I want to talk about today is the challenges that Northern Ireland still faces, the United Kingdom still faces, and indeed I think the world still faces. And for me, there is no greater challenge than inequality. Inequality, which is the subject for the Heenan Anderson Commission and the reason that Ivan set it up. And let me just say, it is great to be here with our Shadow Secretary of State, Ivan Lewis. Ivan, you are doing a brilliant job. I know how attached and important you believe the challenges that Northern Ireland faces are, and I know the engagement that you've shown. And I also want to thank our two commissioners, the dynamic duo of Heenan and Anderson, for the brilliant job that they are doing, because I think in selecting you, Ivan has chosen two people who are absolutely serious about facing up to these challenges and working out how we can tackle them. Why does inequality matter? Why does it matter to me? This is very simply at the core of my politics and what I believe. It's the core of why I'm in politics. As Eva indicated, I'm the son of two immigrant parents. My dad grew up in Belgium, my mum in Poland. They both came here as refugees from the Nazis. And if there's one thing they taught me growing up, it was that politics mattered, because if you are two refugees, two survivors of the Holocaust, you know that politics matters and makes a difference. But that also this, that if you see an injustice in your society, you shouldn't just get angry about it, you should try and do something about it. And when I see a country where many people are denied having a fair shot, when many people are denied a fair chance, when the gap between the richest and everybody else just seems to get bigger and bigger, I know it's something that we've got to deal with and that we've got to tackle. And it is a big, big generational question. It's not going to be tackled in 5 years of a Labour government. It's going to take longer than that. It is a big, big challenge. And you know what's interesting? It's a challenge all around the world. President Obama gave a State of the Union address on Tuesday night about the challenge of inequality in the United States. The global elite is meeting in Davos this weekend, as they always do, to talk about the challenge, among other things, of inequality. It is actually a challenge now the world over, which people are increasingly recognising. I think the relevance, though, to Northern Ireland is that you are often at the sharp end of this challenge of inequality. If you just look at some of the figures for what is happening here, and this will be more familiar to people in the room even than to me, Northern Ireland has the highest proportion of people earning below the living wage of any part of the United Kingdom. Wages in Northern Ireland have fallen by £1,683 a year on average since 2010. And Northern Ireland continues to have the highest inactivity rate of any part of the whole of the United Kingdom. And a respected organisation, the Institute of Fiscal Studies, has said that child poverty in Northern Ireland is set to rise, and that Northern Ireland's labour market and poverty rates have deteriorated over the last 5 years. So you know that you have particular challenges in Northern Ireland around this general problem around inequality. That's why I think the Heenan Anderson Commission is so important, and it is going to, I hope, provide recommendations for what the next Labour government should do working with the Northern Ireland Executive and the Northern Ireland Assembly. I just want to say, though, some things about how we tackle this problem of inequality. It is a problem. It's a problem that particularly affects Northern Ireland, but it affects the whole of the United Kingdom. We're going to have to tackle it in new ways. The reality is, and I might as well be plain about this, the next Labour government won't have lots of money to spend. We're going to face difficult times. But I don't believe that means we can't tackle the problem, far from it. My argument is we've got to tackle the problem in new ways. Not just with taxes and benefits that are fair, that is important, but above all, we've got to change the way our economy works. We've got to create good jobs in the private sector at decent wages. That is the absolute key to tackling this problem of inequality. And it's what I call having a race to the top for high skills and high wages, not a race to the bottom in low skills and low wages, not simply having a low-wage, low-skill economy. So how do we do it? I'd suggest a number of things that are important. First of all, we've got to have an economy that rewards the hard work of everybody, not just those who get the six-figure bonuses. So our Labour government would raise the minimum wage, it would deal with the scandal of zero-hours contracts. Because if you don't know what kind of security you're going to have, if you don't know from 1 week to the next how much you're going to be earning, then there's no way you can plan for yourself and for your family. We've got to build a welfare system that actually supports people to go out to work, and as well as supporting those who can't work as well. We've got to have a society, and I know this is a big issue in Northern Ireland too, where we value equally young people who get vocational and academic qualifications. We've got to face up to the fact that as a society, we have said too often university is the only option for young people, and we haven't given a proper career path for young people who don't go to university. So whether it's vocational qualifications or apprenticeships or technical degrees, we've got to do much better as a society if we're going to tackle the problems we face and if we're going to give a future to all of our young people. We've got to have an industrial strategy that supports the new industries of the future. Creative industries, for example. I was talking to some of the young people I met at Hazelwood this morning, which is a fantastic school. But you know, the creative industries are a massive part of our economic future, creating good jobs at decent wages. We've got to have an industrial policy that actually supports those industries of the future that are going to make a difference. We've got to have a banking system that doesn't just serve itself, but serves the real economy, small and medium-sized businesses. And we've also got to make the right decisions about the deficit, which I referred to earlier. And this is really, really important. I want to say it to this audience. The way we reduce the deficit is in three ways. We run a successful economy of higher wages and higher skills, which brings in the tax revenues, which hasn't happened over the last 5 years, which is why the government has failed on the deficit. Secondly, we make fair tax decisions, and we've announced the changes that we would make. And thirdly, we make common sense reductions in spending. But what we don't do is say, let's go back to the 1930s when it comes to public spending as a share of our national income. Because that is the proposal that is on offer from our political opponents, and I don't think it is the answer. I think it would not only harm the fabric of our society, but it would harm the productive potential of our economy. If you're not investing in education, if you're not investing in skills, if you're not investing in infrastructure, you're not going to be able to get the deficit down, because you're not going to create those good jobs at decent wages which will bring the tax revenues in. I would also say this to this audience, and I think people know it very well in Northern Ireland. We need to remain a country that is open to the world and engaged in Europe. I'm very clear about this. A British exit from the European Union would be bad for the whole of Britain, but particularly it would be bad for Northern Ireland. Because, you know, in particular, because of the land border you share with the Republic, the importance of that presence that we have in the European Union, that is, being an open country is part of being a prosperous country, in my view. I said earlier Northern Ireland faces particular challenges, and obviously the issue of corporation tax has arisen in particular. We do recognise the unique situation that Northern Ireland faces, which is why we're not going to oppose the devolution of corporation tax when this issue comes to the House of Commons next week, and we'll work to facilitate its passage through Parliament. That's some issues about how we tackle inequality in new ways. Let me just say this in conclusion before we get into questions. You know that the decisions taken in Westminster after the election will have a big impact in Northern Ireland, a big impact on the politics of Northern Ireland, and a big impact on the living standards of people in Northern Ireland. I want to be clear what we're fighting this election on. We're fighting this election on a recovery that is real and reaches all the kitchen tables of people across the United Kingdom. And a recovery that doesn't just cross the Irish Sea, but reaches all families in Northern Ireland, because that's the country I believe in. And I want to make you this promise about how the next Labour government would work with the people of Northern Ireland. It would be about supporting economic change as well as political progress. We won't leave you behind. We will take the steps needed to support the peace process and to support Northern Ireland's economic development. And this is the last thing I want to say. Sometimes we talk about the issue that I talked about at the beginning, which is supporting the peace process, and the issue of the economy, as if they are two separate issues. They're not two separate issues. They are, in fact, related. Because we need to keep the peace process on track if we're going to secure economic and social progress, and we know that. And the alternative is true, too. We need to make economic and social progress if we're going to keep the peace process on track. Because nothing would breed resentment and potential division more than actually a failure to improve the living circumstances and the living standards of people in Northern Ireland. Finally, let me say this. I'm incredibly proud to be here and inspired by what the people of Northern Ireland have achieved. I'm also proud of the contribution that the last Labour government made to this peace process. The thing I can promise you most of all is a Labour government that is engaged with the people of Northern Ireland, engaged with your future, engaged in helping to build that better future for you and for your families. So thank you so much for having me here, and I look forward to our discussion. Thank you very much.